Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey there, Steve Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. Today, Jill and I talk about the three biggest mistakes we've made in life and in business. I don't know about you, Jill, but I love these kinds of shows. You know, it's a little bit less technical, a little more about, I mean, hopefully in some ways a little bit more helpful. It's just so important to look at what went wrong and to learn from it. And fortunately, we've created this environment where we theoretically can help one or two people not make the same mistakes.
A year or in life?
Like, no, one or two people total. Yeah.
Okay. I think we helped a little more than two. Last count, I got like four, not counting kids.
Oh, right.
Because we've ruined them.
I know, that's it. our children have twice the responsibility that Jill and I have combined.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
I can't wait to see what happens.
They have more responsibility than we do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. They take everything more seriously, I think. It's good.
It's a good thing. I agree. So, all right, Steve, I like this. This is a good topic. And I think you're right that it's important to know how the person behind the business, maybe, I don't know, how we got here. Because you're right, I think we can help some people. So I'm leading up to this. You go first, because I don't want to go first. What do you think is your biggest mistake?
Well, unlike all the other shows that we do, I actually did a little bit of homework and sat down before we
homework about your mistakes?
Turned the mics on and like did some thinking about this. So.
Okay.
No, without exception, the biggest mistake I made in the real estate business and professionally was having a single point of sales venue from 1999 to 2011, or let's say 2003-ish to 2011, our single point of sales for land was eBay. Mm. And man, it worked great. And it still does work well, but, you know, there was a huge economic downturn that was tied to real estate back then, and man, it almost sunk the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So having a single point of sales venue or a single point of failure really was a huge mistake. And we would have gotten through it fine, and some of our competitors just got through it great.
It's true.
If we would have done actually what we teach now, what we teach in Land Academy, which is, you know, have a sales venue this way, sell some stuff on your website, sell some stuff on other unrelated websites, and use eBay as
one of the tools,
yeah.
Not the only tool.
Yes. Yeah, I got kind of lazy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was a huge mistake. How about you? What was, you know, business wise, what was your biggest mistake?
Well, you know, mine's kind of all one big thing. I don't, it's really getting hung up in the corporate world.
Yeah.
So I don't really have, I can't say I didn't pursue this or I didn't do that. I don't have anything, you know, like that. It was just me getting hung up in 17 years at American Airlines because
I
have this seniority. Oh, well, that too. Yes.
I'm not knocking your parents. It's everybody's parents. You know, I'm from Detroit and if, unless you work, you know, in middle management, Ford or General Motors, this is back then, you're like nobody.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to get a job like that.
Right.
And you're supposed to stay there forever and retire there. You know, and I'm not knocking it, because for some people it's great. That's what they want to do. For me, that wasn't really what I wanted to do. And I felt stuck and trapped, and we all laugh about the golden handcuffs. Mm-hmm. You know, I had the seniority. I could get the holiday. You work so hard to get the what I thought was good pay, and at least for that environment it was, and to get the time and, you know, all that stuff. And then I thought, well, I can't leave. And so, you know, it was pretty darn scary when I left, but I did.
So did you have like a side business in mind, or did you have I didn't know you back then. Did you have a side business going, or what? Did you have like some kind of vision about how you thought you wanted it to go?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. I just was pretty much fed up. And in 1 month, I had a monumental birthday. I left American Airlines, moved to another town, kind of reset, started over. Everything fell into place and I never looked back. And it was awesome.
All right. This is completely off the topic of this show, but I know you and I have talked about it because you want to do a show about this. What would you tell a young woman who's, I don't know, in her early 20s, mid-20s, who, you know, she's headed down the same path, or she thinks she knows that she wants all this stuff, but what would you tell her? What would be the open-ended advice you'd give her?
Don't listen to anybody else but yourself and do what you think you want to do. Because I had all these ideas about things that I thought I wanted to do, and I was kind of told, oh, that's nice, Jill, but that's not realistic, you know, kind of thing. Mm-mm, forget that.
Well, who's laughing all the way to the bank now, Jill?
Thank you. You know,
nice work.
I never wanted a 9-to-5. I wanted to be able to be my own boss, set my own schedule, travel the world, you know, and not have to be tied down to different things. And I didn't think that was kind of possible. I thought that was only stuff you could do on your vacation time. You know, seriously. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, you get caught up in that.
You do. Well, you can't write a book. You can't do this. You know, it's kind of like that's for other people. Some of it we put on ourselves too. So that's, I think a lot of the restrictions I did put on myself. I did not have the confidence for whatever reason. So I would tell a young woman in my situation that or just any young woman, you know, whatever it is you think you want to do, don't listen to anybody else. Just go for it. You know, that's, don't let anybody tell you you can't. And that's one of the things I come back to. We all love that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And that's one of the things that I took away from that book was, you know, whatever it is you want, you can have it. You just got to figure out a way. Don't let anybody tell you you can't have it. You just got to figure out a way. And that's it.
Okay. I'm going to be the advocate here. Is that all right?
Oh, totally. Am I going off topic?
No.
Am I like blabbering here?
I'll bring it back in. Not at all. Okay. Not at all. Because I think this is actually, if it's got the potential to help one person, then I think, no, we're not off topic.
Thank you.
I think when I hear people say stuff like, you can be whatever you want to be, and they usually have like a crystal hanging around their neck and, and some, you know, long white hair, and they're like a shaman in a different country. It makes me a little like, come on, man.
All right, right.
You know, and I'm not criticizing you at all. I think what people really want to hear, and I think most of our Land Academy members, they want some freaking advice. They want some like, no, go over here and do this. Do this, this, and this. And if you don't read very well, or if you're bad at math, then this might be better for you. I think that more instruction from somebody who has some credibility is better than just like some theoretical points.
I agree. I think yes. Usually you have some idea of what makes you happy and what you really want to do. Now, we have to go with, I think there's all kinds of parts, and I like that you said that, Stephen. Thank you. And then the next part is this realistic for me? Okay,
yeah.
Let's just imagine.
There's parts.
Yeah, I know you laugh because I use this one all the time. What if I want to be a jockey, but I'm 7 foot tall?
I love it. Or a 300-pound ballerina.
Right. I don't think that being a jockey or a ballerina really might make sense.
Thank you. So that's what I'm after.
Uh-huh. And so you have to be realistic. There's all kinds of parts to this. So what do you really want to do? Is it realistic? Now, let's figure out a plan. And to go with what you said, I completely agree. I'm a huge fan of finding someone as a mentor in whatever it is you want to be. Most people I know are flattered. I would be so flattered if I got a phone call tomorrow from someone who said, Jill, I want to be you. I love your lifestyle. I love what you guys have going on. I want to do this. Can you kind of, guide me a little bit? I would be so darn flattered. And I would say, yeah, kind of say, here's some places that I made some mistakes. Don't do that. Here's a better way to do what I did here and all this stuff, and just guide them. So that ties into what you said.
If you're that young woman, Jill's email address is jill at landacademy.com.
Oh, gosh.
I can't wait to see what happens.
Oh, no.
You're going to turn your email off. You know when I got a notice from GoDaddy where we host all this our stuff,
what?
Including email? That we have exceeded our resources on both of the main websites, on Success Plant and Land Academy.
Awesome.
And we're starting to get charged a lot, like minute by minute. You know how we go
blowing up our stuff.
You go over your minutes, like on your cell phone, if you don't have the
The unlimited data puck.
I got to address that today. So my first reaction is, oh my gosh, we're, you know, it's going to cost. And then I'm thinking, you know what? This is like a backwards compliment. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much activity on our websites.
They're like, hey guys, knock it off.
Right.
Or you're going to pay for it. We'll pay for it.
Anyway. So we're going to get a notice that your email is overloaded.
There it comes. Anyway. My email keeps getting blown up anyway from stuff like that. So yeah, don't worry about it.
So no, I think any young woman would be, you know, lucky.
Thank you.
To be exposed to what you do every day.
Well, that's coming, by the way.
I know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So
what about you? Stuff. Give me some more stuff for you. What's another mistake that you made?
Just to briefly address the corporate thing, because I think a lot of people are listening saying, man, I need to do something else. And they're stuck in the corporate cog. Every corporate job I had, right from out of college, you know, and it's all, both of our resumes on our LinkedIn, they can go see what we did. You know, I made partner at KPMG, and the whole time I was there, and the jobs, the publicly traded company jobs I had before that, they were, every day I got up, I knew that was just a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. I knew I would have my own thing one day.
Right.
You know, I never was trying to really go the distance or play that game. I just was there to collect a paycheck and learn so I could do my own thing at some point. And I did.
That's good.
So I don't.
That's good. So, you know, that means that the whole time that you were there, it was for a purpose.
Yes, to learn.
Right. And you would probably align yourself with the cool people that you really wanted to learn from. And so you were getting a lot out of it. That's smart.
You know, when you're in public accounting or consulting, I was in the consulting area for accounting or any just generally in a big corporation, you have these clients. And so when you work there day in and day out, you're getting job offers from the clients that you're actually serving under the name of whatever. In my case, it was KPMG or the companies that I worked. So, and I never took any of those jobs, you know, because I just kind of knew it was going to be over. So,
right.
You know, for some people, that's just a dream come true. It's like you get a new job, you get a new job, you get a new job. Each time you're getting a pretty good pay increase. But I don't think there's a lot of Land Academy members that have that dream. I think their dream is, man, I want to get the heck out of here, make $10,000, $20,000 a month and be done with this.
Or, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people too that this is just a nice side breathing room business. This might just be something to make sure I don't have to worry about paying for the kids' college we can afford to take the trips we really want to take and I can boost up my retirement and I just have breathing room.
Yeah.
So you could be doing this for all, be an investor for many, many different types of reasons, you know, so.
Right. Yeah, the second biggest mistake, is it my turn or yours? Mm-hmm. Another huge mistake that I made, and this is more personal than business, is spending a tremendous amount of money on a primary residence. You know, as you know, I bought a huge house, you know, this was whatever, I don't know how many years ago.
With the guest house. Which you ended up living in, so that wasn't a bad thing.
That was the best part of that, actually. it was like I was 16, you know, I had my own driveway and my own garage and my own stereo. Anyway.
That's great. Where's anyway, Dad? He's in the guest house.
My point is, the financial piece of this is that, you know, gosh, I really did a spreadsheet one time. I did a blog on this. How much money, time, and energy I wasted on that house was ridiculous. Renovation costs and interest expense and landscaping costs and pool expense and on and on and on. It was ridiculous. So, you know, it cracks me up. The blog that I did on it was, you know, you think you're making money on your primary residence, but really when you do all the math, you're breaking even at best. And you're probably losing money. Mm-hmm. I lost well over $500,000 on that deal. Mm-hmm. And I lived there and if I would have rented an apartment, I would have lost no money.
Right.
So that was a big mistake and I'll never do it again. You know, as you know, Jill, we don't have a mortgage anymore. We live in a mortgage-free, rent-free situation. That's just, boy, that just is makes for good sleeping.
It does.
All right, your turn.
Okay. So one of my mistakes, this comes back to, I don't know what, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses. Oh, they have a new car. We need a new car. Oh, they have this. We need this. We need to do that. You know what I mean? And you get yourself.
You're nothing like that now.
No.
And I mean it.
Thank you. No, I was kind of, I just got caught up in it. You know, I kind of thought that's what you're supposed to do. And so I did it. And then I'm in, you're staring at all these bills, right? Going, what the heck?
You know, some women are really bad with money. You hear these stories. You are not one of those people. I mean it.
Thanks.
You are very, and I'm not, it's not a female specific thing, but I'm just saying that you're very good with money.
Thank you very much.
So give us some gory details. What'd you buy? Would you spend like $25,000 and put it on a credit card on something that, yeah, give us like, you know.
Oh, shoot. I wish I had something good like that. No, just like a brand new vehicle. Now, you know, you and I will never buy a brand new vehicle, by the way. I will never finance a vehicle, by the way. Back then, the vehicle that I bought was around $30,000, which at the time for us was a lot of money. And I remember the payments were, gosh, I want to say $400 a month. And now people are spending like, I'm hearing people with $700-$800 a month car payments. Seriously, this is not uncommon. Remember Larry the Cadillac
guy?
That's
insane. Yes.
Yeah, our friend. I'm like, he was telling, wasn't it like an $800 car payment?
Yeah.
It was, and you're buying a new Escalade or whatever it is. I mean, it's not uncommon. These people are doing it all the time. I'm like, what the heck?
Then you got insurance on top of that.
Right.
So you're spending $1,000 a month on a car.
On a car.
You know what I noticed too is that loans, you know, the longest loan you could possibly get when I was younger was 60 months, which is 5 years. Now it's like 8 years.
It's hilarious how long these loans are. That's true. That's what I learned from Larry also about those long 90-month or whatever it is terms. It's just crazy. So that was it. I wasted a lot of money. It was really, you're throwing it away. Mm-hmm. You don't, there's nothing to show for it.
Right.
And it was just kind of dumb. So.
Boy, if you're running down a list of three worst things, that biggest mistakes you've done, and buying a car is one of them, Jill, you're doing pretty well.
Thank you. I'm actually, I don't really have.
I have all this tragedy.
I don't have. Well, that's Detroit. That's Detroit versus Southern California.
Jill,
well, there was the time I got locked out at the beach, my car.
If you don't know this by now, Jill grew up literally three blocks from Disneyland in Southern California. So every night as a little kid, when she went to bed, there's fireworks going off.
It's true. Must be 9 o'clock. Boom, boom, boom. You can just hear it.
There were no fireworks in my childhood in Detroit.
Yes. So funny. Yes. So that's one of my other ones. Okay, wait. It's your turn now, though.
Yeah. So, you know, on the list of biggest mistakes I made, I really regret waiting so long to start something and release something like Land Academy. And write about it every week and every day in the form of blogs and doing a show like this and the whole thing. Because I guess if I knew that it would have been responded to so well, that I would have started it a long time ago. But, you know, I always knew I wanted to kind of do something creative after there's a bunch of money. And I just didn't know what it was. And I always thought it would be something way different than land or learning or teaching. I guess we're teachers, sort of, but whatever we are. But I wish I would have done that a long time ago because I really get a lot out of it and it can be very profitable. So yeah, I think that was a big mistake. Mm. You know, I'm just looking at this now on a screen. None of the mistakes that even entered into my thought were about going into the land business.
That's interesting.
Or yeah, real estate at all.
Or so, if anything, it's about staying away too long or something or holding off.
You know, I've never, I'm going to knock on wood here. I've never made a bad land decision. And I never regret buying or selling property.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I regret maybe selling a couple properties. I wish I kept them for personal use, but there's one property on right off Sunset Boulevard. I should have kept that. I don't know why we sold it, but anyway.
There's more. We'll go get more.
Yeah, yeah.
I can buy it back.
But really, I don't have any regrets about Landstay or any of the land companies. Do you?
No. None.
Is there a deal that you missed or you didn't? You like, man, I should have bought it, or I shouldn't have bought it, or I paid too much, or too, you know, I don't have any. Got that figured out, I guess.
I really don't. No, if anything, sometimes I buy some that. No, I don't have any. I have to think about that. No.
I would pay. I personally, if acquisitions was me, and it used to be for years, Jill runs acquisitions now, I would pay more than you do.
Yes, you have said that often. I don't, you know, I'm very open to what people are willing to negotiate, and I really feel them out. And all I can say is maybe it's changed since you were heading this up, because I still get thank you notes at my prices.
Yeah, I never got a thank you note. Well, maybe once.
So that's...
All right. So did you give your third biggest mistake or not?
I didn't know I had to come up with three. Oh, gosh, there are three.
Yeah, it's in the title.
It is.
Right there. Three biggest mistakes.
You.
Excellent. So you have two.
I have two.
You're on the spot.
I had to come up with the third.
We're all sitting here with bated breath. Three, and you can't come up with three mistakes you've made in your life, Jill. Man, I want to be you.
No, my third mistake was not reading the title well. Not taking the time to read the title of the podcast before I sat down to do the podcast.
Skipping along the top like a six-year-old with an umbrella singing in a musical. That's Jill.
You know, I think, gosh, mine are all kind of big things. It's just about, I hung out here too long. Maybe I moved to that city. I shouldn't have stayed there. You know, it's just that kind of a thing. I've had some little jobs along the way that even though, you know what it is, Stephen? Sometimes I think things that some people look at a mistake, I don't look at it as a mistake because I learned so much out of it. Yeah, I got so much out of it that it was never a mistake.
Because you have a great attitude about life.
Thank you. Okay, how about this? Wasted student loans. I do have some of those. I had some of those.
That's okay.
Well, hold on a moment. Are you doing it for the right reasons? Are you finishing college? For me, was it finishing it because, which I didn't finish, by the way.
Right.
Were you trying to finish it because you wanted to please your parents? Yes. And prove something to them and them only? Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. I never needed this question. This comes up all the time.
Never needed it.
Do you get this from people who want to be members or students?
No.
I get it probably three times a week. You know, should I finish college? What should I do about college? You know, what would you tell a 22-year-old girl?
You get that question?
Yeah. Oh. I get it too because of the NAU class that we do.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have really no idea, I recommend people to go to college because then you'll hopefully that's your time to figure it out, you know, and find what.
It's such a hard question to answer because the politically correct and almost always probably the correct way to answer is absolutely go to school. Here's how I've been answering it lately. Does this come easy to you? You know, is school really easy to you? You look up, you get up and you say, oh, this is, you know, I'm getting a chemistry degree and I love chemistry. And I think I have a lot to add to the world and to the field. And, you know, I can't wait to work under XYZ guy over here at 3M or wherever because I read all of his papers. Then you should finish college. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're dragging you're getting yourself up and you're dragging your knuckles on the ground on the way to class every single day. And I don't know. I'm not so sure. I think there's better. It's the 21st century. There's better ways to learn and do stuff that way.
I agree with
you. So I really think it's person specific.
I agree.
Like, look at Bill Gates and I think Steve Jobs. Those guys never finished.
Right. Well, I agree. Like, don't go to college and don't run up $150,000 of student loan debt. You know, and do something that you're never going to use because you haven't figured it out yet. That's not the reason to do that. Mm-hmm. You're right. Go there with a purpose and a goal and fulfill it and do that. I completely agree. And not everyone's set up for college. You know, we talk about this all the time. There's a ton of great trade schools out there. Some people are really good with their hands and they're going to be master mechanics. Yes. Yeah. And there's great schools for them to do that. And that's their thing. And by the way, they can make six figures working on a big rig diesel and have a really nice life.
Right.
And that's their thing. And
hey, didn't you teach for like a program like that for a brief amount of time? Like, talk with students about being a mechanic?
I did.
You know, what was your experience with that? Did they do well with that?
It was really interesting. Yeah. When I left American for a while, I was in education business and enrolling students for multiple different programs for a couple different schools. And one of the universities had that kind of a program.
So you go to school to like get a
motorcycle license, motorcycle mechanic, big rig mechanic.
What is that? HVAC. Like a certificate? Like you're a certificate.
You get to, there's master ratings that you get. Like you go through like the Ford program and you get trained by Ford. It's through the university and you learn to do work on Fords and
all. Like a certified mechanic for that thing.
Exactly. Okay. And it's a big deal. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, and it's a certain, these guys are all really good with their hands. Anytime I talked to, like I was talking to like the parents of students who were considering doing this, one of my questions I would always ask is, did your son, like always growing up, take apart everything in the kitchen? She said, oh my gosh, yes. See, he wanted to see how the blender worked. He wanted to see how that worked.
It's person specific.
Well, that's the type of person. So that was their thing. That's not you. Stephen, right. Mr. With a butter knife, I'm going to solve this problem.
I threw a hammer through a window once. What? I was so frustrated. I was trying to do some kind of home improvement thing.
Yeah. And I'm sure that costs a lot more than replacing the window. Probably costs more than the whole job would have been if you hired it out.
You know, I don't know how much the window cost to replace because the people that were involved at the time said, now you're done.
That's hilarious.
You know, the old story of call a plumber to fix your problems. That's my middle name. Start to fix it. Then it's over.
Love it. So anyway, did that answer that question for you? Okay.
Yeah, totally.
All right. So,
you know what I got out of this? Like the three biggest mistakes we've made. They're not that big of mistakes. I think we solved it or rectified it, you know, before it was too late, hopefully. So it's good.
You know, I can't imagine.
They seem like big, huge mistakes at the time, don't they?
Oh, gosh. Like, oh, I wasted all these years. Yeah, my gosh. I
wasted these years.
No. Well said. You know, it just depends on how you can. I think at whatever point you are in your life, you can turn around and hit the reset button if you have to.
Right.
You know how many people there are going to school right now in their 50s, you know, 40s, 50s, whatever it is, re-careering? Some of them. Well, here's another good thing. I mean, depending how you look at it, in the recent years with all the job closures and the people laid off, there's a lot of people that had to start over and go back to school and kind of hit the reset button. One of my really good friends, her husband is going to be like an RN. He's always wanted to be in the medical profession. Doesn't really want to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to, and that's going to be a good career for them. And he's doing, I think that's great. And if this, and he, before he did something else with his hands, I can't remember what he did, but I was an aircraft mechanic or something and got laid off from that. Seriously.
From aircraft mechanic to RN. You know what? I never thought about that, but it's the same kind of thing. You're just working on something different.
So this was something he always wanted to do. And so life, you know, threw him for a loop and he's hit the reset button. He's in school doing it and he isn't so happy. I cannot tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that's what I think about you and I. Is it really a mistake? I don't know. Got us to where we are today. And it depends on how you look at it and take what you've learned, pick yourself up and hey, keep going forward.
Here's my parting advice. Think twice before you buy that house. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost way more than you think.
That's good.
Join me and Jill in the next episode of the Cash Flow from Land. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Let's go buy some property. You know, it's amazing how off topic we can get. Or that wasn't even that off topic.
Talking
about mistakes.
You threw me for a little bit of a loop with that subject for the podcast. Because that's a bigger picture thing than we normally talk about, but I liked it.
We do so many technical podcasts, like where do you sell property? How do you build an A-list really quickly? I mean, what I could run down the list. It's not in front of me, but I think some of the technical stuff, it's really, well, like that, one of our listeners said this, and I'll remember it forever. In between all the banter, these two, Steve and Jill, actually have some stuff, useful stuff that they're saying.
It's really funny.
So, you know, I just think we have super technical shows. A lot of them are technical and there's some banter, but I just wanted to throw a show in here that, you know.
I think it was great.
Plus, I want to see how the numbers do. I track all the numbers on these things. So this one's going to get 6 instead of 3.
Exactly. You think, oh, I thought it was going to get 1 instead of 8. That's what I think. So,
hey, what are you working on the rest of the day?
I am doing
Good question. I'm doing a bunch of land stay stuff. I have a lot of great land stay acquisitions. People, I've promised I'm getting them checks, and I'm going to get some checks in their hands and get some deeds in my hands. And
good.
You know what I think I might do? I might use some of that property to give away.
Oh, I think it's always interesting what you choose to give away versus what you choose to sell.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's brilliant. I probably should stay out of it because I always want to give away the cheap stuff. And you were like, oh, no. Let's mix in some good properties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
make sure that the new members have a positive experience in the beginning.
Yes.
So I think it's good. Maybe it's another gender difference, you know.
Yes.
In a positive way.
Yes. Most gender differences are positive. Does that make any sense at all? Okay.
There's like so many ways you could take that, isn't there?
Wow. Hey, you know what?
Most gender differences are positive.
Wait a minute. Let's do a podcast on that.
Like, there's a whole movement out there where people burn their underwear.
What?
Yeah, like burning their bras and stuff. Like, we want to be equal. We are the same.
It's like burning boxers.
And
burning boxers and bras.
What did I say?
I don't know. Burning their underwear.
Bras, man.
All right.
I was trying to be nice about it and say underwear.
Burning underwear.
But what did you just say? Most gender differences are good.
Yes.
That's not. Gloria Steinem and you would have issues. Hey, Gloria, if you need to get a hold of Jill.
Oh, great. Here goes my email address.
Address is J-I-L-L at landacademy.com.
Like they can't spell Jill?
I just like to see the look on your face in the studio when I give out your stuff.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Steven, Steven, at landacademy.com. If anyone wants to comment on our podcast, please address them directly to Steven. Got you back.
Most gender differences are good. That's going to be the name of the show.
We should do, you know, okay, all kidding aside, I would love to do a show about the land business from a man's perspective, land business from the women's perspective, what obstacles you guys do and what obstacles we have, or what are the things how we do things differently. I think that would be really cool.
Write it down. I think it should be the next two shows.
One about men and one about women?
Yep. It should be the land business from a man's perspective, and then the show. Maybe it should be one show.
One show.
And we do the first half for women and the last half for men or whatever.
Love it. We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.